Schools around the Ohio Valley are starting the new school year amid debate over how and when to teach during the coronavirus pandemic. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear urged schools to delay in-person instruction, but Callaway County schools in West Kentucky have moved forward with in-person learning, even as that county has a high number of coronavirus cases. Liam Niemeyer visited with a school nurse in the district who says she's facing the biggest challenge of her career.
Just different sizes, Band-Aids, bandages that we have, blood pressure cuffs.
Tina Ryan has all the go-to supplies of a veteran school nurse at East Callaway Elementary.
You have your itch cream. That's the biggie that we use very frequently.
Are kids itchy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bug bites all the time.
Ryan uses her supplies to deal with headaches, vision screenings, and the kids she calls frequent flyers, or kids who might just be trying to get out of class. But that's not all she has in her toolbox this year. She has a new touchless infrared thermometer to scan students' foreheads for fever for COVID-19 symptoms.
Somebody's going to test positive, but we have, you know, we have what we're going to do if that happens. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen.
This pandemic is unlike anything in her 20 years caring for school kids. And identifying COVID-19 in kids is hard when symptoms could look like a lot of other things.
Okay, well, you know, it's allergy season. You know, it's hot outside. Everybody's coughing, you know, so we're not going to send them home just for a cough.
There's a lot that worries her. Research shows kids are more likely to be asymptomatic carriers. She worries that families not following COVID-19 guidelines will send their kids to school. And she worries about kids with chronic illnesses who could be more vulnerable.
If one person, ends up getting really, really sick or possibly even dying, you know, that would be devastating. That would be so devastating.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think it was the school's fault, you know, because I know what we've done. I know how hard we have worked, you know, to do things. So, you know, but it would still be hard.
But despite those concerns, Ryan is confident in the school district's plan to reopen in person.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Okay, you got your hands full.
When I walked into East Callaway last week, I got a temperature check and hand sanitizer, something all students get each day. All teachers and staff self-screen for symptoms before the school day. Masks are required when social distancing can't be maintained. But Callaway County is among places in the state identified as COVID-19 hotspots. In an August report from the White House, the report says the county has a coronavirus test positivity rate of over 10% as of August 23rd. Kentucky's governor has urged hotspot counties to delay in-person classes. But Ryan says kids need to go back to school.
But, I just feel like that kids physically, mentally, socially, they need to be back in school. You know, it's time to be back. They want to be back. And again, if the parents choose not to, then that's their option.
A Callaway County School spokesperson on August 21st said the district expected about 60% of their more than 2,500 students coming back in person. Already, one rural district in central Kentucky switched to virtual learning after a COVID-19 spike in the region. As of August 25th, there have been 4 COVID-19 cases associated with the Callaway County District, but school officials say no exposure has happened at schools. About 1 week into classes, Ryan says things have gone well so far, even with more kids in classes than she expected. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.